Johnson Street from University Avenue to Aberdeen, expect delays for a contractor completing sewer improvements until July 30th. On Bath Road, between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West, from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays as Utilities Kingston work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and shared lane signage. At the intersection of Montreal Street and John Cantor Boulevard, construction is ongoing, with delays expected through the rest of this month. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will close again from 3:20 to 3:50 this afternoon as part of the School Streets program. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen between Johnson William and Barrie at Queen. Looking to the skies, we're expecting a mainly sunny day today with a high of 12 degrees. The UV index is sitting at 6 or high. Tonight, clouds roll in and there's a 60% chance of showers, with temperatures dropping to a low of 6. A quick update for you this afternoon. At their last meeting, Council once again grappled with the uncertain future of Kingston's addiction services. It was announced in March that Consumption and Treatment Services, CTS, which has operated alongside the Integrated Care Hub since 2018, would close effective September 30th as a result of the province's decision to cut funding to CTS sites across Ontario. The province announced on April 10th that a new Homelessness and Addiction Recovery Treatment Hub, or HART Hub, will be established in Kingston. HART Hubs will provide services related to addiction care, primary care, and supportive housing. However, unlike the CTS model, HART Hubs require abstinence as a condition of access and will not provide safe supply or supervised consumption. At a lengthy meeting in March, Council began discussing how to navigate the significant gaps that will be left after the closure. At their meeting last week, now with knowledge of a confirmed HART Hub, Council continued the conversation, debating and ultimately approving a multi-part response to the looming closure, including $350,000 to be allocated to new harm reduction pilot programs. For this full story and many more from reporters across the region, be sure to tune in tonight for The Corridor at 5 p.m. Until then, be sure to stick around for more CFRC programming coming up next.
When the world slows down and the night takes over, where do you go? Step into trip-hop radio and escape into trip-hop, down-tempo, and bass-driven bliss. Deep grooves, hypnotic beats. Lose yourself in the rhythm. Trip-hop radio, because the night was made for music.
covered up my soul. When I am not this hunchback that you see, I sleep beneath the golden hill. You who wish to conquer pain, you must learn to serve me well. When I am on a pedestal, you did not raise me there.
Trip Hop Radio.
Thank you. we'll never see. Eye to eye, you'll disappear into time. Once in a while, I'll shadow tear, secretly long.
Listening to Trip Hop Radio. is Trip Hop Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Trip Hop Radio.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.